that always gives me. I feel like I've always wanted to show off how big my heart is for people. And so when I saw AGP and some thought of going on, I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to go on. And my mom and dad, they were like, oh, it would be so much fun and stuff. And so they're so supportive. And it was, we went on. I was like, oh my gosh.
Nice. And tell me a little bit about how you got into dancing.
So my parents, they owned a cheer and dance gym together. And so whenever they adopted me and I came in, my old dance teacher actually used to be, they used to be next door neighbors to them, and my mom knew her very well. So I took my first class when I was 5 years old, like one day a week. And then when I was 6 years old, it kind of started being more competitive. And it was only like tap, jazz, and ballet for when I was five.
So is it only three kinds of dances you do?
No, I do lots of dance. I do ballet, tap, hip-hop, lyrical, contemporary, jazz, theater, ballroom. I mean, I do lots.
Nice. Is there a kind that you want to learn that you haven't done yet?
Ooh, I've always wanted to learn more.
I think I lost you. Are you still there, honey?
Yes, I am.
Okay. That's great, yeah. So tell me a little bit about being on the show and what you felt when you got those four yeses.
I was freaking out. I was like having my own little party inside. I was amazed. I was so excited.
Very nice. And which one of the judges is your favorite or gave you the most positive feedback in your opinion?
I love them all so much, but the one that really like got to my heart, I feel like was not.
Yeah. He's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And, yeah, and then you got to meet a lot of other people that were also auditioning. Did you get along with a lot of the other people? Do you think you may collaborate with some of them in the future?
Yes, ma'am. I met Nightbird, I met Positive Impact. Positive Impact, they're so funny and they're so nice. One of the guys on there, his name is Nathan. And I actually still talk to him till the day.
That is so cool. And if you got to collaborate with them, in what way would you want to collaborate? You may be dancing and with someone singing or?
I think the Positive Impact, I feel like how they do all their like stunts and stuff, I think it'd be so fun if I could like, get picked up by one of them.
Oh, I would love to see that. And, you know, you're so cute and tiny that it'll be adorable to see. I'm all about that. Maybe they could do that at the finale.
That'd be super fun.
Yes, I'm putting it out into the universe right now because I would love to see that. And how are you preparing for your next audition?
I actually have solos that I do at Clemson. We kind of have some ready, but we're still waiting on the music.
You're getting a little bit cut off. Is there something in the background or something?
Can you hear that? Okay, yeah. No, you're fine. Or maybe it's Sammy. I don't know.
Okay, now.
This is fine right here. This is perfect.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So what were you saying?
What were you saying?
Oh, you were saying about preparing for the show.
Oh, yes. So I actually have a couple solos kind of prepared, but I still don't know if I even made it to the live shows yet, so we're still hoping, but...
I got my fingers crossed for you, and I can't wait to see what you do.
Thank you.
Yes, and what else are you doing? I know you probably have school, but do you have any other activities that you do?
Right now, I used to dance, but I also, you know, like to hang out with friends and stuff. But I do, sometimes I do acting. I go with, his name is Cody Lindley. On some days, I actually do, like, acting privates with him and we practice, so...
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I love his acting.
Thank you. I'll tell him.
Yeah, definitely. It's great. And would you want to do acting when you're older, or what kind of shows would you like to do or movies?
I would like to do a lot of stuff. I probably want to do stuff that's challenging for me also. I'd probably like to do a lot of comedy stuff, too. Make it be funny.
Nice. And who are some people that you want to work with?
Ooh. I think my biggest one right now is either this is a big one, but I've always wanted to at least meet Kelly Clarkson or Olivia Rodrigo is really cool right now. Billie Eilish. This one's big, but I don't know, Jennifer Lopez. Or when I'm older, I feel like Jennifer Lopez. I don't know about this one yet, but Beyonce, maybe.
Okay. That's so cute. I could definitely see all this happening for you, and I really hope it happens for you. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Nice. And what I'd like to ask the people I interview is, tell me something fun about yourself, like a cool, fun fact about yourself.
Cool, fun fact. Let's see. So I have my dogs. One of the things I love to do with my dogs is I like to dress them up sometimes. My little dog is a shark costume. So I like to dress up my dogs. I like to sometimes I like to play around with them and go on walks and stuff. It's fun.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have one Weimaraner. She's a girl. Her name is Stormy. And then I have a little dog, and his name is Raider, and he's a Yorkie.
Oh, I love Yorkies. They're so cute. And since we're a TV site, too, what are you watching on TV these days?
I like to watch a lot of stuff. Whenever So You Can Dance, something like that, I like to watch AGT. I like to watch, this one's funny, but Dance Mom sometimes. Jesse, I like to watch Bunked, if you know what that one is. Those are a couple TV shows I like to watch.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard of all those shows. I remember when Dance Moms first came out. I used to live in Pittsburgh, so yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show. I've never got to meet anybody, but it's still a pretty good, cool show to know that you live somewhere where something like that was filmed.
Mm.
Nice. Do you have any favorite dancers from that show?
Kind of. I mean, I took in classes, and sometimes they're in those classes. But, like, Gianina was in one of my classes, and so was Presley Hostach. But I never, like, actually, like, met them before. I've seen them, though.
Oh, very nice. And what's one thing you want to tell people that are watching you on the show? Like, I know you're inspiring so many people right now.
Oh, I think one thing is, like, just showing them how big my heart is. Showing them, like, my story. I think that's like my biggest thing, to show them, and my like love for dance and stuff.
Yes, I definitely felt your heart and, you know, how much love you have for everything when I saw you on AGT, and I think you're an amazing young lady.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And where can we follow you on social media?
What?
Where can we follow you on social media, like Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
Yes, you can follow either at Breezefully Official or for Instagram, and then for Facebook, it's Breeze Carver, and then for my TikTok, it's Breeze Lily, and then for Twitter, it is Breeze Lily.
Nice. It's a beautiful name. I like your name.
Thank you.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.